Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona on the air with us. Joining me today in our virtual sound studio is Aneta Kilar. Welcome, Aneta.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here.
I'm happy to have you here. Aneta, what do you do at the University of Arizona?
I am assistant professor in speech, language, and hearing sciences. And my research is in the area of cognitive neuroscience of language. My main focus is on neurogenic communication disorders. So these are disorders that result from brain damage or neurodegeneration, and they affect our ability to use language. So to speak or to write or to read.
Is this something that is malleable? Like, is it something that can be brought back? I hear the brain is like, you know, very adaptable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a long time ago, we thought that, you know, once we get to adult stage, the brain doesn't change much. But now we know that it changes every day. It just depends on what we are doing and what we are studying. For example, disorder which I'm interested in is aphasia, and often results from the brain damage or stroke, but it can also result from neurodegeneration. So there is a disorder called primary progressive aphasia. Sometimes it's called PPA. And this disorder is similar to Alzheimer's disease, where the parts of the brain that are involved in language, they neurodegenerate. So the neurons are dying in those areas, and those areas cannot process language very efficiently. This is so interesting because this is what we are actually trying to find out now, whether we can do something so people can recover from aphasia. And in terms of stroke aphasia, there are therapies, there are language therapies that can be implemented that can help people to regain some of their language functions. But usually it takes some time for that to happen. So what we are trying to do is to use technology to help people recover faster and maybe regain more of their functions.
What kind of technology are you using?
The repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation. It is a type of non-invasive brain stimulation. It has been approved by FDA to treat disorders such as depression. It's applied in Parkinson's for tremors, also in pain disorders. But what we are trying to do is to find out if we can use this to help people recover their language after stroke or help them maintain their language longer in PPA.
You said it was magnetic?
Mm-hmm. We hold a special coil against person's head. It looks like figure eight. It generates very brief magnetic field. And this magnetic field can penetrate through the scalp to the brain. It will induce electrical current in the neurons because the neurons communicate by sending very tiny electrical impulses normally. And we're hoping that by doing this, we can enhance activity. It's less impeded by the tissue, by the skin and the hair and by the skull, by the bones. So we can use magnetic field to penetrate and reach neurons in the brain.
How many people have you put the figure eight on their head? Like, how's this going?
In our study, we have about 11 healthy participants. So just university students and older adults. And right now we are recruiting individuals who have aphasia due to stroke or aphasia due to primary progressive disorder.
That's exciting work. That's the kind of thing that brings a lot of hope to people.
Thank you. We are very excited and we really want to help people and make their lives, you know, better.
Do you ever listen to music, Aneta?
All kinds of music. So I don't really have a specific type, I think. Just anything that it's good music.
Right? Yeah. That's how we feel at KXCI. Yeah. You say, what kind of music do you play at KXCI? Well, good music, of course.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.